The judgment seat belongs to God, not you. MTG fires back when left-leaning AI chatbot Grok questions her faith. By Amy Farr on May 24, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, made it clear on Friday that she did not appreciate a response about her Christian faith from the ex-AI chatbot known as Grok. In her initial post, Greene said she is a Christian as well as a nationalist, a mother, a business owner, and an elected representative. She wrote in part, "I'm a Christian, an imperfect sinner saved by grace and faith in Jesus. I'm a nationalist, a proud American, who loves my country and wants to make our home nation as the best place for all American citizens and future generations to come." When someone replied to her post asking Grok if it was true Greene is a Christian, Grok, which is part of Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company Shai, gave a lengthy answer. Marjorie Taylor Greene identifies as a Christian, expressing faith in Jesus and traditional beliefs, like in her 2021 Christmas message. However, her Christian nationalism and support for conspiracy theories, like QAnon, sparked debate. Critics, including religious leaders, argue her actions contradict Christian values of love and unity, citing her defense of January 6 and divisive rhetoric. Supporters may see her stances as faith-driven. Whether she's really a Christian is subjective, depending on personal and theological views. Her faith appears genuine to her, but public actions create controversy. In response, Greene slammed the chatbot by stating, "At Grok, the judgment seat belongs to God, not you, a non-human AI platform." She then went on to call it left-leaning and accused it of spreading fake news and propaganda. In conclusion, she issued a warning of what will happen if people stop trying to find the truth on their own. When people give up their own discernment, stop seeking the truth, and depend on AI to analyze information, they will be lost, Greene stated. Greene, who is no stranger to fighting back, recently slammed Democrats after leftists were triggered by the U.S. House formally passing a bill to codify President Donald Trump's Gulf of America executive order, Breitbart News reported on May 9. Democrats are throwing a fit over renaming the Gulf of America, but why? Because they'd rather honor a foreign country run by drug cartels than stand up for the American people, she wrote in a post on X. Regarding faith, Trump, who was the target of two assassination attempts in 2024, said during his inaugural speech in January that he was saved by God to make America great again. "That is why, each day, under our administration of American patriots, we will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength," he added before vowing to move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.